producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written Constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Hey, Jonathan, this is one of those weeks where instead of the D.C. establishment dumping snow all over all of us, somebody dumped it on them. I'm hoping they're still closed for business. Are they open yet? Tell me they're not.
Well, unfortunately, they are open, but, you know, these are some of the greatest days in modern government history when the snow prevents the bureaucrats from getting into work. There's bureaucratic relief. There's relief from regulatory enforcement, and that's a day that should be celebrated. So if you're playing in the snow, there's another reason why you should be playing in the snow, and that's because the regulations were relieved from being enforced. And so many a company out there can thank those days that they weren't subjected to abuse. But it's back to abuse as normal in Washington,
oh,
Robert.
Darn so. It. I was hoping. But maybe you can bury them in the Constitution as you continue on in your efforts that we love and support, Jonathan. I appreciate you so much. Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour here. We'll be joined momentarily by Cheryl Chumley. She's got some amazing articles coming out almost every day now at WorldNet Daily, WND.com. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll be joined by Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty, bottom of the hour. Speaking of snow, is Donald Trump snowing the Republican Party or Fox News? What's going on? Is he going to show up tonight? Is he not going to show up? Jonathan, what do you see?
Well, of course, he says he's not going to show up, and it's kind of like a little boy being snubbed at the birthday party and pouting in the corner. His behavior is reprehensible, but doesn't seem to affect his standing in the polls. The more troublesome underneath all of it is the underlying questions we discussed last show, which is, is he a true conservative? Does he believe in individual liberty? Is he willing to fight for that? What does he truly believe? I mean, he's been all over the place. He's got a long history of support for liberal causes. Now, I'm not one who would dismiss him if he came out and articulated the justifications for his shift in belief. But he seems to be so superficial in that he pronounces positions in a conclusive way and then doesn't give any explanation for how he came to that. Now, I know we live in the age of sound bites, and I know that people who are savvy about using the media as he is understand that you can capitalize on a slogan or a phrase or a position and hammer away at it without explanation as to why and garner more support. But for those of us who are thinking, we want to know why he believes what he believes.
Yes.
And we want more than just, you know, pablum. We want more than just these superficial statements. So we'll see. But I think it's probably a political mistake not to appear at the debate. Whether it'll affect him or not, I just don't know. He seems to have support regardless. But I'll tell you, the Iowa caucus situation is a unique situation. Mm-hmm. And I think he could well have hurt himself, because when they're caucusing and they're bringing up these points, these are, you know, regular folk. And I think most Iowans will probably not be impressed by his failure to appear at their debate and before their caucus in order to allow the people of Iowa to understand fully and better what his positions are. So we'll see
where it goes. But tonight's the debate, and if he shows up or not, we'll report on it tomorrow. But Cheryl Chumley is with us from WND, and on the Trump perspectives, I mean, as Jonathan raises these questions, I have the same ones. It's like, what are his positions? What are his conservative bona fide, so to speak? You know, or is it just a matter of this is the Donald Trump dance, and he's playing with us all?
Well, it's great to be here, as always. Thank you. I believe his biggest position is to oppose the establishment. And I think if you look around America, that's resonating. It really doesn't matter what comes out of his mouth. You know, we heard the comment he made about he could shoot somebody and still retain the vote. And that was an off-the-cuff remark. But the fact that he said it and people just dismissed it just shows you how much Americans are fed up with the status quo and how willing they are to forgive Donald Trump for anything he says and whatever positions he holds just to get something different in there that appears strong.
Yeah, well, exactly. And the thing is, we tend to like the ability to have freedom of speech, and he's pushing it for all it's worth. Of course, he doesn't fit the mold of a traditional politician in a sense. And again, when Jonathan speaks of the positions, you know, and the reason for his positions, I think as I watch Rand Paul and his tweets about Donald Trump, I think he's annoyed with Donald and probably the electorate as well, going, hey, guys, find out the basis for what he believes, as opposed to just liking the fact that, you know, we're all upset with the establishment and we like somebody thumbing their nose at it.
I think he's beyond annoyed. And, you know, for a lot of politicians who have been waiting and biding their time, and they've been strategizing to make this presidential run and overcome some of Obama's policies that he's put in place the last few years, this must be frustrating to see this sort of wacko dude come out of nowhere and steal the election away. But this is where the American people are. I've said it 1,000 times. Trump's big position that he harps on constantly is immigration. And that's the position that people want to hear right now.
Well, like you said, he's doing evidently a fairly good deed in a sense for our veterans tonight, and I wouldn't fault him for that. Of course, he's turning something into something he hopes will be better for him as well. I know that, you know, these things aren't totally altruistic, but you know, it's one of his common themes as he talks about the way that we've treated our military veterans. But I think we're all in agreement here. It's been pretty disgusting with what has happened. Sending these folks off to these wars, whether they're constitutional or not, and then they come home and they can't get the care they need.
Yeah, it is a tragedy, the VA, and that's something that the White House, as many times as it's promised to overturn all the travesties against veterans these last few years, they're failing on it. And, you know, you have veterans go to the VA to get care, and they get turned away, and they suffer for it. And Trump, no doubt, is making a highly politicized rally tonight, but he's managed to draw two other candidates, Huckabee and Santorum, to his side. So no doubt he's going to get a lot of press from that this evening.
Interesting. Now, on another front, looking at the Democrats, and I got to ask you, Jonathan, it's kind of like, I'll call it the Clinton indictment watch. I mean, you've indicated to us over the past few weeks that there is likelihood, a strong likelihood of a recommendation for indictment. The question is, would an Obama or Democrat-appointed Justice Department actually follow through on a recommendation like that?
Well, I must say that James Comey, who is the James B. Comey, who is the FBI director, is a person of tremendous integrity, and he is a person who his whole career has professed fundamental belief in the rule of law, and that no one is above the rule of law in this country, that we are all beholden to abide by the same laws. So I have to believe that Comey is going to recommend that the Attorney General present a bill of indictment to the grand jury, and the real question is whether Lynch will do that. And I have I think there's a good chance that she will, and I don't think that the statements made by the president that seem to be favorable to Hillary Clinton are any indication whatsoever either of what he thinks of truly of Hillary Clinton or what Lynch will do. And I think today on the political side, we saw the president, I think it was yesterday, met with Bernie Sanders and tried to essentially pull back on Hillary Clinton's abuse of his overture in her direction, which was to characterize it. She characterized it as an endorsement, and he didn't want her to have that benefit at all. So he brings Sanders to the White House. She's in deep trouble. She's not the heir apparent to the throne like she wanted to be. And in fact, Sanders keeps getting more momentum. He could well win in Iowa, and he's likely to win in New Hampshire. He would probably lose in the South. But the fact of the matter is that by then, I think we'll very clearly have an understanding of whether there's going to be an indictment. So I think the way this thing plays out, it's very possible that a bill of indictment would issue or a recommendation for one, and that would reach the public, and her prospects would go way down, and Sanders would be the putative front runner, and then would someone challenge her? Would it be Biden, or what's his name there in New York, who would enter in as an independent?
Bloomberg. Mayor Bloomberg? Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah, so, it's just, it's very fascinating.
We need a federal cap on the size of soda pops. That's why we need Bloomberg in the race.
we need someone who wants to run every intimate aspect of your entire life, including what foods you'll eat. We already have Michelle Obama telling every child in America what food they should have for lunch. But Bloomberg thinks that's woefully inadequate. He wants to dictate what everyone eats 24 hours a day.
By the way, on the pandering side for a Republican, I've got a news article here. I don't know how accurate it is, but it seems that Ted Cruz says, don't let anti-science zealotry shut down GMOs. So he's obviously talking to Monsanto in Iowa right now and calling our position against genetically engineered ingredients anti-science zealotry. So let's talk about a little bit about that as well. Coming up, again, Iowa caucuses around the corner, then New Hampshire primary, getting a little political healing here with Jonathan E. Mort as we rekindle the sacred fire of liberty and melt some of the snow out there, as well as Cheryl Chumley from WorldNet Daily. And in a bit, we'll be joined by Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Lots more broadcast healing after the break.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Sacred Fire of Liberty continues here with Jonathan Ebor and Cheryl Chumley. Cheryl, we mentioned your new book last week. I can't remember when it's due. I know people can pre-order it. Give everybody the name and how they can get it.
It's you can pre-order it on Amazon. It's called The Devil in D.C., Winning Back the Country from the Beast in Washington. Mm-hmm. And it should be ready for pickup on March 22nd.
Awesome, and I can't wait. We're going to do a special bonus interview with you as soon as it gets close to release date on the book. And maybe we can get Charlie Daniels a copy, too, The Devil in D.C.
Awesome. I just
for him, it went down to Georgia, but it's right back up there in D.C. So
That's right.
Good. Now, the devil also, with the feds evidently out in Burns, Oregon. Yesterday we covered this on the air live with one of the witnesses. We played some audio of it. The federal agents evidently shot and killed one of them, a man that was claimed by an eyewitness to be unarmed, raising his arms, you know, not approaching, and they shot and killed him. And I don't know what you're hearing in D.C. I don't see a lot of mainstream media coverage of this other than to say these people are domestic terrorists and the feds are in the right.
See, that's a travesty in itself, not only that it's falling beneath the radar of all this political coverage that's going on right now, but the fact that when an American citizen, Robert Finicum, he's a 55-year-old guy out there, when an American citizen is shot and killed by police agents or federal bureaucrats or the local law enforcement, and he does not get his due process in court, and the reaction in the media that does cover it is to fault the protesters, to fault the victim. And the FBI comes out and says as a statement, well, everybody makes their choices in life, and he made his choice. That's that's a real tragedy on the America that we've become. You know, when Black Lives Matter movement started and spread with wildfire across the United States based on untruths, hands up, don't shoot, that forensic show didn't even happen, the outcry was huge, not just in the press, but at the federal level. And now it's quiet. You don't hear hardly anything. And what you do hear blames the protesters automatically without even knowing the full details of what occurred.
Yeah, I mean, I had an FBI agent, even a sheriff up there, was acting like they were asking for it. They deserved it. They shouldn't have. I mean, the petition for redress of grievances, what if those grievances are not even being heard or acknowledged? And you know, they were staging a protest. Yes, they were occupying a federal something or other. It was seemingly not even a four-walled house. And yet, does that deserve to be shot? I mean, I'm just not following the logic here. But then so many on the left were even, are, you know, in the social media were saying, oh, why don't they just shoot these people? What if conservatives were yelling at the time of in Missouri, what was going on there at Ferguson? Why don't we shoot the protesters? I mean, you think the outrage would have been out there? Nothing, absolutely nothing on this.
Well, what if the police out there came out and said, well, everybody chooses their lifestyle, and this guy, Michael, I forget what his name is, but he chose his. I mean, the outrage would have been tremendous just at that alone. But this just, I imagine, Jonathan, as an attorney, you must have a lot of insights into what's going on, but the legal aspects are just one outcry. The fact that the media is letting it fall under the radar is another.
Well, the ranchers in the West have been abused for decades, and their lands have been effectively taken from them by aggressive regulation and fees that have been ever escalating, so that it becomes virtually impossible for ranchers to stay unharassed in the West as they had for over 100 years before the Wilderness Act was passed. So this is a war against private ranches that has been going on with the help of the BLM, the Park Service, and the EPA to try to squeeze ranchers out of existence and have those lands converted to federal land. So they have a legitimate grievance, and the point Cheryl made, I think, is really right on. If this happened to be a black person who is a rancher, and Black Lives Matter, who took over the federal property, I doubt very, very seriously that there would be any federal presence like there has been, antagonistic with weapons trained on them, and with the ever-present threat that sooner or later there's going to be bloodshed.
Yeah,
can guarantee that would not happen. In fact, the suggestion of it would give rise to a civil rights suit by the Department of Justice against the local authorities.
Yes, you're right, and this would have been called an execution, and it could still be in terms of what was claimed by some eyewitnesses there. Well, folks, it's another great Sacred Fire of Liberty. Thank you to Cheryl Chumley for hanging out with us. We got Norm Singleton up next.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home too. And of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat?
a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No! Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we continue on with the Sacred Fire of Liberty here. Jonathan Emord, and now joined by Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. And we have links up to everybody and everything that we're talking about here today, including some great blog posts by Norm Singleton over there at the Campaign for Liberty. You definitely want to check out, including Justin Amash's new bill, evidently to repeal CISA. Is that a Cybersecurity Act kind of scenario there, Norm?
Well, that's what they call it. They call it a Cybersecurity Act, but it should be more called the another anti-privacy act. It is a bill that in the name of cybersecurity, it gives the government new authority to get our private data from our internet service companies. They say that the data sharing is voluntary, but of course it's voluntary for the companies. It's not voluntary for us, the consumers. And while they say, they being the congressional people who passed this and the federal bureaucrats who want it and the internet service providers who are more than happy to work with the government, that, oh, don't worry, this is only to protect you from having your information stolen in a hack. The fact is, there's nothing in the bill that prohibits the information from being used for any other purpose, including helping the NSA and other agencies surveil your internet usage. There is absolutely nothing to prevent the agencies from sharing it amongst each other. There's nothing in there that really protects you from identity theft, hackers, from having again, the government use this to violate your rights. And finally, what's even worse, as we see in all these types of legislation, there's immunity protection for the companies, which means that if Robert or Jonathan, your information is shared with the government, and as a result of it sitting in a government database, your privacy is violated by a government agent, or an identity theft thief hacks in and steals your identity, or China gets a hold of your information, and I don't know what they would do with it, but say the CEO of Sony, they lost, say that that hack last year would have been because their information was shared under CISA, and they ended up losing millions of dollars in profits because some of the information caused some of their movies to bomb at the box office. Remember, they actually pulled one movie. So you can't do anything to hold these companies accountable. And so it's just disgusting. And what's even more disgusting is, I think we talked about in December, is that this bill was, for no reason, no real reason whatsoever, there wasn't an emergency. Congress was working its will. It was going through regular order. But Paul Ryan, the guy who, remember, said, regular order and we're going to respect the will of the House, blah, 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 he put this bill into the omnibus. He knew it, in complete violation of his promise. So fortunately, Congressman Justin Amash of Michigan has introduced legislation that would repeal CISA. Campaign for Liberty has joined a bipartisan coalition against CISA and for this legislation, which is H.R. 4350, I would encourage all of your listeners to call their representatives and ask them to co-sponsor this bill and see if we can get the Speaker and the rest of the House and Senate leadership and the President to come to their senses and realize that we don't need to sacrifice the Bill of Rights, sacrifice our privacy, and sacrifice our ability to hold the people that we trust with our personal information in the private sector accountable when they abuse that trust to protect us from cybersecurity.
By the way, we have linked up to that article that also links up to how you can support or put the word out to your congressman or woman to support that bill that Amash has put forward. The violations, Jonathan, conservative principles, when a Paul Ryan, a Speaker of the House, kind of sneaks that into an omnibus bill, and, these are the things that cause us to all scratch our heads about, is there a real distinction between Democrats and Republicans in general. We can point them out maybe in individuals, but in a general sense, the parties have not done much for protecting us from the overly intrusive reach of the federal government.
Well, Thomas Jefferson said, "I am not a friend of a very energetic government. It is always oppressive." And when we have government that aims at efficiency and reducing its own burdens to achieve it, even if it means throwing out the Bill of Rights, then we've gone far too much in the direction of totalitarianism and absence of defense for liberty. We have to be able to be assured when we engage in communication that we have the right to protect the privacy of what we say. And the right of privacy, which is an extension of your property right and your liberty right, is one against the government. So when the government breaks down corporate barriers to information so that it can eavesdrop and examine correspondence that is being conveyed from one party to another, that, as it, when made a routine matter rather than the subject of a independent Article 3 court's determination on a request for issuance of a warrant, is precisely the kind of rights violation that our Constitution was designed to prevent. We had a revolution that was in part because of the intrusion of a totalitarian authority, George III's ministers and enforcement people, and against the rights of Englishmen, against our rights to have a fair and impartial determination as to whether or not there's probable cause sufficient for the issuance of a warrant. So this notion of having the power to engage in warrantless searches, which is so popular with those who believe in the surveillance state as an antidote to terror, is just outrageous. It's turning the nation into precisely that kind of society that those who advocate terror are trying to get us to create here.
Right.
We have to protect individual liberty, and we have to use legitimate law enforcement, traditional law enforcement, where we get evidence and turn that into a basis for proceeding for a warrant before an Article III court, if we're ever to have a preservation of the rights of the innocent. You know, you can't justify deprivation of the rights of the innocent on the existence of crime in society. But having said that, you know, we would save ourselves an enormous domestic problem if we would exercise the power that we have and destroy ISIS, which is something, and Al-Qaeda and all the other terrorist groups, which is something that this president is loath to do. Not only that, he embraces the enemies of the United States, Iran, and
what is the government doing instead? It's ticketing people who can't move their cars because they're snowed under. I mean, the absurdities have never piled higher than even snowdrifts.
It's a logical consequence of the ineptitude of foreign policy by this president that domestic forces and Congress turns in upon the people of the United States as a measure to fight the war on terror. Well, we shouldn't be fighting the war on terror by depriving the American citizens of their constitutional rights. We should be fighting the war on terror by going after those who wish to kill us and killing them first. And if we were dedicated to doing that, with zeal, we wouldn't even have this debate over whether there needs to be some sort of domestic surveillance system. Hey, look, the issue arises from over there. And until we get a hold on what's going on over there, we're going to have these arguments that, oh, look, in order to make sure people are safe here, we've got to trench on liberty. Oh, well, that's just the way it is. We have to have a little less liberty here if we're going to have security.
Right, that's nonsense. And instead, they're targeting ranchers for termination.
That's right. Exactly right. And they're and the rancher case is very it's interesting. That hasn't gotten nearly the attention that it deserves. But Ron Paul wrote a column about 3 weeks, a month ago, maybe, when this rancher situation first broke, came out, where he said, look, you may think that this is an isolated incident in the West and that this is part of the war over public lands that's been going on between groups of ranchers and the federal government, but the truth is that as the economy gets bad, as we see more things like CISA, the cybersecurity bill come in, you're going to start to see more and more authoritarianism, police militarization, and it's really going, and this things like what happened in Oregon, mm-hmm. they could become, unfortunately, common occurrences, because when you have a declining economy and a growing police state apparatus, the people resist, and eventually you get violence, and you get the government responding with violence, and you get a downward cycle to totalitarianism. And I see a lot of hope in terms of the people embracing the ideas of liberty and the liberty movement growing, but unfortunately that seems to be a minority opinion among those of us who understand not just the problem, but those of us who understand the solution is not more or different type of authoritarian, but it's a rejection of all types of authoritarianism.
There appears to be far too much tolerance of authoritarianism and violence against the American people by government agents and agencies. And that includes FDA and FTC, as Jonathan Ebor knows all so well. We are going to continue one more segment here on the Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan Ebord and Norm Singleton.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you too busy or even overwhelmed to figure out where to start your healing journey? If you could do just one thing every day, gentle daily cleansing with a Doc of Detox daily cleansing tea would be it. The Royal Society of Medicine states that 85% of all disease gets its foothold in the large intestine. Where does 70% of your immune system reside? You know it, the mother of all organs, the large intestine. Daily cleansing tea goes deep within your body and cleanses all tissues and vital organs. Did you know it takes 9 months in actuality to cleanse the colon? Not 3 weeks. By drinking the special blend of organic herbs daily, you will not only help prevent things you don't want to happen, but you'll also maintain a pristine environment so your body can finally heal itself in the way nature intended. Gentle daily cleansing is the most important step to a strong immune system and staying vibrantly healthy each and every day. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. Easy to make, easy to take, and it tastes great too. Go to docofdetox.com to order yours today and receive 20% off your first order. Coupon code RSB20. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. The easiest thing you can do every day.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender, a service from Reputation.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I saw recently where a comedian had gone to a gun show to see if he could buy guns the way that Obama and our leftist friends have said, oh, there's a loophole, you can get anything you want, you can get automatic weapons. And this guy said, you know, I want to buy these things. And they said, no, you can't. And there was no way he could buy the way that the liberal left claims you can buy a gun. Now, I recognize and acknowledge you can buy them privately, but you go to a gun show, you're dealing mostly with dealers, they're not dealing with automatic weapons either. But the executive orders that Obama claimed to sign, Jonathan, you know, basically overriding, is he trying to override all three branches of government through executive order here?
Well, as Norm pointed out during the break, and I want Norm to address this principally, but he's violated the separation of powers. He has assumed the role of a legislator and a king. He is creating law through issuance of memoranda that he calls executive actions, which are really just executive orders. But they're executive orders that are being abused because the executive order appropriately simply defines the ministerial functions of the executive branch. It doesn't create new law. But as Obama is using it, and as he stated overtly that he would use it, he is circumventing Congress. If he can't get somewhere with a bill in Congress, he just turns around and sends an order to an administrative agency to do the very same thing through regulation. And that is a contemptuous act, an unconstitutional act by the President of the United States, who's so brazen that he's assumed ultimate imperial power here. And he's run roughshod over the Constitution. He's rendered Article 1 a nullity in every instance where he creates law with his quote-unquote pen and phone. Norm?
That's exactly right. And he has had the arrogance to get up and brag about doing this, talking about how I have a pen and I'll go around. He says it like it's a good thing. And what's really scary is you see members of Congress not just defend him, but I remember shortly after his that State of the Union, was that 2013 or 2014 where he made that threat about I will use my pen and phone as necessary. Sorry about that. Sheila Jackson Lee said that she was forming some sort of economic task force, which is fine. That's nothing wrong with that. But she said one of her goals was to give Obama ideas for executive orders. Instead of saying my goal is to make legislation that hopefully will pass, and if it doesn't pass, I will go to the people and say the Republicans aren't passing this good legislation, and do what you're supposed to do as a legislature. She was going to help the president get around her branch of government. And unfortunately, Republicans have a sad history of doing the same thing with Republican presidents. But no president has ever been this arrogant about it. And it actually is a reason why I think we should be concerned about who the next president might be, because there's a few, even though I'm president of a C4, I can still look at the policies, and I can say that there are a few whose policies concern me regarding their use for executive branch. Although today, I think it was just a Facebook friend made the interesting observation that benefit of a Donald Trump presidency might be that might be the final straw that makes the Congress stand up and say, no, we're the first branch. We're going to take our power back, and it's ours, it's not theirs.
That is an interesting thought in terms of that concept of the bully pulpit. It's one thing when Reagan says it to do it not by executive order but by appealing to the American people and then through Congress. But if Trump gets so frustrated, which I anticipate he would as president, because he's not running the business in the same sense, would he try to use the same executive order, and would then that wake up Congress? That's a very interesting point, Norm. Always brilliant. Norm Singleton from Campaign for Liberty. Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer. So good to have you on board. Next week, I'll be at the Kuchara Inn in Kuchara, Colorado for the Right to Know Conference. We hope to have a Right to Know hour on the Sacred Fire of Liberty with you, Jonathan. And Norm.
Sounds good.
Thanks, guys. Thanks to Cheryl Chumley as well. Remember, y'all, no matter what they try to tell you, the power to heal, it's still yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your
your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.